What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 79, and I'm here with Rylan.
You know, next episode will be 80, so we're finally in the 80s now. Yeah.
At least, like I've said before, like it took forever to get to 50, but since then, man, it's went by quick.
And it's flying. But, you know, before this episode starts, you know, join our Discord. Don't know how many times I have to tell you guys.
But... Hey, Rylan, you're making Rylan mad now.
Yeah, no one's joining, man. We've been stuck at 20 members for like a month, so if you guys could, you know, join the Discord, you know, talk to people in the Discord, you know, hang out, chat with us if you want to. We'll talk to you about, like, anything you want, maybe if you want us to recommend some games and whatnot, you know, recommend your games, talk to you about whatever, you know, we're gonna have a movie night once we hit 30 members. We've been talking about this for, I don't know, how long?
Yeah.
But also, you know, we might do a little giveaway. You know, merch, maybe gift card, game. Who knows? You know, we'll figure it out.
Once we get there.
Yeah, once we get there, we'll figure it out. But yeah, that's about it, I think.
All right. Take Two is going to lay off about 600 employees.
Whenever I seen you give me this talk, I was like, Epic Games. I thought of that Epic Games thing straight away.
Yeah.
Whenever they, because of how they laid off a whole bunch of employees. I'm pretty sure in the article I have here, it actually
says
something about
it. Mine does too. It's probably the same article.
Maybe. Probably. It says, Grand Theft Auto publisher Take-Two Interactive lays off 5% of workforce and scraps several games. Why are they scrapping games now? Come on.
I don't know.
The video game publishing giant Take-Two Interactive is laying off, as I said, 5% of its workforce, approximately 600 employees. I feel bad for those people.
I do too.
They're just getting their jobs like taken away from them.
Yeah, and they're talented people, you know, making games and stuff.
I mean, they've been making games, you know, probably a lot of those people for years, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just getting laid off. That sucks. That really sucks for them.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah, hopefully you find jobs somewhere else soon.
Hopefully, maybe, you know, join Microsoft.
Nintendo.
But it says here, and they're canceling, as I said, you know, several projects currently in development as part of a cost-cutting initiative. Take-Two filed paperwork with the SEC Tuesday regarding the downsizing, of which it says largely complete by the end of 2024, so obviously this year. As part of these efforts, the company is rationalizing its pipeline and eliminating several projects in development and streamlining organizational structure, which will eliminate headcount and reduce future hiring needs. So what they're doing, personally, not they're laying off those employees. And since they're not going to have as many employees, they're going to cut those games off too. I feel like that's why they're cutting games off too.
Yeah, as they don't have, you know, anybody to work on them.
Yeah. So that kind of Yeah, but why are they laying off home to employees though? Do they not have enough money or what?
I mean, the whole gaming, you know, industry, yeah. Like Microsoft has, Sony has, branches inside Sony has, Take-Two now, Epic Games, yeah. Everybody, Bungie, everybody is laying off. It's like they need them while they're making games, but once a game comes out, they're like, I don't need you anymore.
You know what? You may have made the game, get out.
Yeah, but like Take-Two, I mean, yeah, they make other games too, but like GTA 6 hasn't came out yet. But like, yeah. Take-Two owns 2K Games and everything, so they come out with NBA 2K every year, but...
Oh, Ronnie.
Ronnie, you better quit letting people off.
Yeah, Ronnie's
good. Everything goes back to Ronnie. It doesn't blame matter him for everything.
That's why you need to fix your game.
Maybe that's why they're getting laid off, so they will get somebody else that'll fix the game.
Yeah. But I got yours. Take-Two's cut comes on the heels of a slew of layoffs throughout gaming industry, including reductions at Sony, EA, Microsoft Gaming, Riot Games, and Epic Games. Why are they laying off so many people, dude? In February, Take-Two announced it was working on a significant cost reduction plan following mixed earnings results in its October-December 2023 quarter. At the time, CEO Stratus Zelnick said there were no current plans for layoffs. Well, guess what? There is now.
Yep.
Our biggest line item expense was marketing, so we do have the opportunity to optimize many expenses that don't involve our headcounts. Marketing and third-party expenses, vendor charges, and the like can still be optimized. Zelnick told Verity, we're a big company, so we've always had prided ourselves on being the most efficient company in the entertainment business. But now, they're laying off people. So they're not going to be that consistent if they're laying off a whole bunch of employees.
Right.
It says here, Take-Two estimates between 160 to 200 million in charges as a result of its cost-cutting plan. It expects 40 to 60 million of total in future costs. Wow, that's a big drop.
Yeah.
According to Take-Two, the charge will amount to roughly 120 to 140 million in canceled games and 25 to 35 million in employee and related costs, 15 to 20 million related to office space reductions. I don't know what they're doing, man.
It's ridiculous.
They're kind of losing money when it comes to, you know, laying off employees because those employees make the games. So I don't know what's up.
Yeah, it definitely sucks for all those people.
I know they have money.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They have money.
Yeah.
They're like the biggest gaming, one of the biggest gaming industries in the world. Of course they have money.
Yeah, but
I wonder what the main reason for it is.
Always comes, I mean, they're making money, but maybe they're not making as much as what they think they should be, so it always comes back to money.
So they're like, you know what? You're not making me enough money. You, in particular, not making me enough money. So, get out of my company. Get out.
Yeah.
I guess that's what...
Definitely sucks for those 600. Like I said, hopefully they find jobs.
A lot of people too. Do, you know. Especially...
Yeah, 600 people. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, hopefully they find good jobs and stuff like that, you know. They're probably going to do the same thing. Like,
yeah. Hopefully, you know, if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, they will. Of course, they like doing it because they're doing it.
So yeah.
I feel like they're going to join some other company. Maybe, who knows, Sony or Nintendo or something like that.
Or even smaller companies. You know.
Yeah, you know, there's smaller companies out there. But you know, hopefully they do good.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Delta emulator gets approved on Apple operating systems.
Isn't that like a Game Boy emulator or something like that?
It's got NES, SNES, N64, Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance, and Nintendo DS.
Like on.
Yeah.
More than I thought. Apple's decision earlier this month is to open the iOS App Store to generic retro gaming emulators is already bearing fruit. Oh, a little pun there. Delta launched Wednesday as one of the first official approved iOS apps to emulate Nintendo console from the NES through the Nintendo 64 and the Game Boy through the Nintendo DS. You know, Ashton kind of just said that.
Yeah.
Through unofficial options have snuck through in the past. Further reading, Apple removes the first iOS Game Boy emulator released under new App Store rules. Delta is an outgrowth developer, Riley Tested, earlier sideloadable GBA for iOS project, which recently has its own unauthorized clone removed from the App Store. Of course, people are just making clones.
Yeah.
That's all. People can't make their own ideas.
Right.
It says here, iOS users could load Delta onto their devices only through Old Store, an iOS marketplace that is used as a developer mode workaround to sideload apps from a self-hosted server. European users can now get that Alt Store directly on their iOS from the iOS Apple Store with no ads or user tracking to boot. All that history means Delta is far from a slapdash app. So they're like a really pretty serious app for emulating and whatnot.
Yep.
Which is awesome. Emulator on app on phones. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Says here, they're quickly thrown in taking to take advantage of Apple's new openness to emulation. The app is obviously built with iOS in mind and already integrates some of useful features designed for the mobile ecosystem. So they kept it in mind that, you know, it's going to be on phone, on mobile, you know. So
right.
They've made it so it'll be easier for people on phone and whatnot to use the app.
Yep.
Which is really nice. That's good. I want to try this whenever I have a chance to.
Download it after we get off here.
Yeah, I can. It
takes 5 seconds.
It's out now.
I downloaded it Wednesday when it came out.
Ashton, he's on it.
Yeah, I don't waste no time.
But yeah, that's about all I have here. But I got one more thing here.
Okay.
While there's also some updates we'd like to see in the future, this represents a good starting point to where Apple approves game emulation can go on iOS. So there's going to be most likely more emulators in the future on iOS.
Yep. This is just the first one. Well,
and that's awesome. You have like DS, Game Boy, you know, all of them.
Right.
Like, throughout that timeline, all on here, which is awesome, you know?
Right. But like you said, it's not the first one, because about a week ago, it was IGBA. Apple approved it, but it turned out they were stealing source code from GBA for iOS, and so Apple took it down because it wasn't their work.
So they're like, let me steal these guys.
Yeah.
We're gonna steal this. So, we're going to steal this. We're going to make it our own. And then we're going to try to get away with it.
Well, what it was is they put it on the App Store and then put ads in it so they would make money.
Oh, so.
For one, it wasn't their work and they were making money off of somebody else's work. So Apple's like, no.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. So Delta is the first one that's official that is by the original developer.
Yeah,
and
there's no ads.
So I've actually had this on my phone before, You mentioned the alt store and sideloading. I've done that. That's the only way before you could get emulators on iPhones because Apple didn't like emulators. So
that's the only way. Well, the
stuff with the European Commission, like the fairness and everything, that's the only reason they're doing it is because they have to.
Yeah.
But before, without jailbreaking your iPhone, the alt store was the only way to get emulators on your phone, like Dolphin for iOS, Delta, and other ones. So I've had those on my phone before, but the only problem with the alt store is you have to renew them every 7 days or they expire and you can't use them anymore. So now Delta, I've played it since Wednesday and it's really, really good. I might make a video on it, just quickly describing it on my main channel. So if you're interested, it's in the description. Armory987. But
show you how it works, maybe or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it does good, and they, like this said, it does keep iOS in mind. So obviously there's on-screen buttons, but when you push them, it vibrates like haptic feedback registering. Yeah, you're pressing that button.
It's like all weight. It's kind of like a controller. Say you act like you have like a controller in your hand.
Yeah.
It vibrates if you push the button.
You can do it landscape or what's the other one?
Portrait.
Yeah. Portrait or landscape. Either one. Or if you have a Bluetooth controller, you can use that too. You don't have to use the on-screen.
I was thinking of like Bluetooth controllers.
Yeah, you can use Bluetooth controllers. So you don't have to use the on-screen buttons if you don't want to. And iPhones are powerful enough. Like, they run these games perfect. There's no issue whatsoever. And so definitely recommend getting the Delta emulator. Apple's approved it. You don't have to worry about it getting shut down or anything. It's free. No ads. Riley Test Touch, shout out to him. I mean, he done a really good job with this app. So this just opens up. This is the first emulator of many that's going to come to the App Store. So I'm looking for Dolphin for iOS to be official here soon. PPSSPP, which is it's a PSP emulator. I'm sure it'll come to iOS official.
Also, we talked about that not too long ago too.
Yeah, we did.
Whenever we were talking about Azu and stuff, or Yuzu.
I would say a PS2 emulator will come sooner or later.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
a whole bunch of emulators are gonna come eventually.
Whole bunch.
Yeah. They're gonna have this one is gonna have like Game Boy, DS games, all that,
Right.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah. So you can play up to N64, up to Game Boy Advance on this one emulator. So up to Nintendo DS, I guess, actually. But
yeah.
Really really good time for iPhone users. There's finally, Android's had emulators for years, but iOS is just now getting them, and it's a good time.
But Android's also easier to hack.
That's true. That's very true.
So people easily make like emulators and stuff like that on Android from hacking the database and whatnot.
Right. And,
but
it's a good time. Good time.
Yeah. Apple users can now play old console games, from Game Boy, Nintendo 64, all, the kind of older ones.
Yeah. Good games. They're all good games.
On your phone. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And with it being older games, you don't have to worry about like sucking your battery down like Warzone does or anything. Like, it doesn't pull that much power.
Warzone. It makes my phone hot as crap. I play for like 15 minutes. It feels like my phone's like 200 degrees. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. We'll go move on. Microsoft has more bestsellers on PlayStation than Sony does.
Does that make sense? We've been talking about a whole bunch of Xbox crap recently.
The newer ones going to PlayStation.
Plus, we've talked about, this, what was it? I think last episode or episode before that, Call of Duty is coming to Game Pass and whatnot sooner now.
Maybe.
Maybe. But, what I got here? It's a pretty odd time to be an Xbox fan right now, uncertain about your platform's future due to Microsoft's willingness to stick its best exclusives on rival platforms. You know, we talked about, you know, Xbox bring games to PlayStation and Switch.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, pretty sure it was this too. Says here, however, it appears to be a strategy that is actually paying off, as the company is currently has more Xbox games on the PlayStation Store than PlayStation.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
PlayStation itself. That's crazy. First noticed by gaming news outlet Tweakdown. There are several Xbox published titles currently sitting comfortably on the list of PlayStation's top 25 best-selling games so far this month, with the likes of Grounded and Sea of Thieves. You know, I'm not surprised. You know, Sea of Thieves is a big game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's a good game, too. Proving to be fairly popular titles on the platform, you know, since Sea of Thieves and stuff were an Xbox exclusive. Not, obviously, people on PlayStation who wanted to play Sea of Thieves never got to play it. So now they can, which is awesome. But,
yeah.
It says here that 7 titles of PlayStation best sellers for Xbox, with the platform holder itself only managed to get 5 on there. Helldivers 2, you know, we talked about that obviously recently.
People say it's a pretty good game. I've actually wanted to try it. I just don't want to pay $40 for it right now.
It looks like a decent game, man.
Yeah.
I've seen gameplay on it and everything. It looks nice. It says here, Helldivers 2 has been an unexpected hit for the PlayStation this year, and it is unsurprisingly sitting high on the list. While exclusive titles such as Stellar Blade and recently released Rise of the Ronin. Speaking of Ronin, I can't wait for that Ninja
Turtle. Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I bet you it's going to be good, too.
Oh, yeah.
It says here, has just about tweaked on the MLB The Show 24. Not a fan of the MLB stuff.
I'm not either.
And Destiny 2 are the two remaining PlayStation published titles, which really show you how much of a barren smell the platform is undergoing at the moment. You know, there's a whole bunch of big games right now on PlayStation in general.
Yeah.
If Destiny 2, Helldivers, yeah. But Sea of Thieves, that going. Whole bunch. It says here, barren spell platform is undergoing at the moment. Of course, there's nothing to actually be concerned about if you're a PlayStation fan, as Xbox wouldn't even have the advantage if the Fallout TV show hadn't been released recently. But the platform will be hoping the upcoming launch Stellar Blade holds fans over. So a whole bunch of different Xbox games are taking over the PlayStation Store and being PlayStation's top games, like top 25 games and stuff, and they haven't even been in there long at all.
No,
it's only been what, a month or so, maybe.
Around
a month or so, and they're already up there. Like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that, I mean, they're outselling Sony's game, which Sony hasn't had a whole lot of games come out recently. Helldivers 2 is the most recent one, or MLB The Show 24.
And it's going good, you know, Helldivers 2 is.
Yeah, but just seeing Microsoft's games in the top of PlayStation's bestsellers on their system is pretty funny to see.
Yeah,
which we kind of knew it would, because PlayStation players haven't had those games before, so.
And also, Xbox games, like, those Xbox games are good.
Yeah.
That came to PlayStation.
Yeah.
They're not just some random trash game, you know. They're like really, they're big titles from Xbox.
Yeah, like Call of Duty, Minecraft, and then Fallout, Sea of Thieves.
There's a whole bunch.
Grounded. Overwatch 2. Yeah, they're all in Microsoft.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
All right, we'll move on. So, the title I have here is just the name of the article, but so a modder made an actual PS1 handheld.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool. That's interesting.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool, though.
I got a whole bunch of crap here, but I'm not reading all of
it. Yeah, just read a couple paragraphs.
I showed Ashton.
That was ridiculous.
It says here, whoever said you can't teach an old dog new tricks apparently is a liar. As a Florida-based modder has taught Sony's first PlayStation console how to do something rather unexpected. Specifically, the Tinkerer turned the homebound system into a handheld console using a bunch of hot glue and magnetic wires. Hot glue solves a lot of problems.
It does. It's kind of like duct tape.
Yeah. Duct tape and hot glue.
Yeah.
Is it Yvetal Griffin? An electrical engineer who previously built an adorably cute and portable Wii in April of 2021. No. What is that? What's that now? 3 years?
3 years ago.
Wow. Time's flying by. <Yeah. laughs> Is back with another creation, and this time, he took an OG PlayStation, removed its motherboard, and turned it into a portable console. It's a cool bit of hardware innovation, but Yvetal Griffin, or, yeah, I got that. I think I got that right.
Honestly, I have no idea how to say that.
Yvetal Griffin, I think.
Sounds good.
Had to get real creative to make this build even possible. I mean, yeah, of course you have to get really creative.
Yeah.
I mean, that console is old, first of all. It's a really old console.
I have one. Actually, you can. It's right behind me. You can see it's like right there.
It's a gray.
Yeah. It's not the original PlayStation 1. It's the PS1 Slim, but.
Yeah,
still PS1. Yeah,
speaking of Slim, we're still waiting for the PS5 Slim.
Yeah.
But, you know, what was that? There we go. It says here, for starters, think of the PlayStation 1 itself to get its big motherboard into a small chassis. Yvetal Griffin, it's a weird name, dude.
Yeah.
Had to cut it in half and fold it like a book. The motherboard just fold in half. Yeah. This allowed him to squeeze it into a portable console that's just 7-ish inches long. So it's not big.
That's
at all.
Crazy.
That's a small console for handheld.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That is crazy. He says here, using lots of hot glue as well as lots of magnet wires, Yvetal Griffin, still a weird name, embraced the, I can't see that, this is I-T-N-K, to finish the entire project in a single month. What's even more impressive is how the PS Hanami runs games. I guess that's what it's called, the PS Hanami.
Yeah, that's what he nicknamed it.
Because the device is too small for a disk drive. Yvetal Griffin, tired of that name, got it to run XStation, an optical drive emulator that boosts games from an SD card combined with an open source resolution scaler called Shinobi for a crispier image, and the DualShock's rumbler function, and it feels like a retro gamer's dream handheld. That's all I'm reading because, you know, I got a whole bunch more here.
That's all you need. I mean, pretty much sums it up.
I just summed up basically everything, but because the legitimately one of the paragraphs on here is like talking about like YouTube.
Yeah, like it's pointless.
Yeah. So yeah, a little bit of a basic thing here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The only thing I wish, which I understand everything that he, you know, built and everything, but I wish it did take discs. That would be really, yeah, so, that'd make it better, more original. But
he should have made it kind of like maybe like how the, is it the PSP?
Yeah. PSP, takes discs in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have made it like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but. Because,
but with PS1 games, you know,
almost any handheld now can run a PS1 emulator, so it's not really any that special. It'd been more special if it could run original PS1 discs. But I mean, I get it's cool with dedicated an actual motherboard from a PS1. Just I wish it run discs. But either way, it's cool and it's definitely cool. A very talented person. But.
Yeah, he said he folded the motherboard with hot glue and magnet wire.
Yeah.
It's really impressive how he did that, though, especially in how small the space.
Right.
The 7 inches, that's like, what, this or whatever?
Yeah, it's not very much.
It's not big at all, dude. Especially for a handheld, you know. Because that's like the size of the Switch Lite.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. So that's really impressive how he did that.
Right. All right. Moving on to the last topic. So, your opinion, how old does a system need to be before it's retro? 5, 10, 15, 20 years old, older than that?
I don't really consider games retro unless they're really pixelated. Like the old, like.
Really pixelated. Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, the older games from, like, the NES, you know, Game Boy, all that. That's what I consider retro. But I'd say 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah. Or more. 20 or more. Because, you know, I mean, actually, I don't really consider, like, the PS1 or anything like that retro either, in my opinion. Because it's, like, I don't know. But older. Just say older, not recent, you know. I'd say probably 20 or so.
20?
Years. Okay. 20 or more.
Well, if it's 20, then the PS1's definitely retro. The GameCube and PS2's retro, which I agree. I think 20 years is retro. Some people think 10, some people think 15, some people think 20.
People think in 5 years.
Yeah, some people say that 5 years. I mean, if 5 years, then Xbox One's retro. But. And it's definitely not retro, but I think 20 years. So right now, anything before the GameCube, the GameCube, PS2, and Xbox, original Xbox is retro, and anything before that's retro too.
Yeah.
And, Rowan, I know this is going to make you feel old, but the Xbox 360 is 19 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, it'll be retro next year.
That's crazy.
I know that makes you feel old, but that's what it is.
That's insane, dude. Hey, time flies.
Yeah, I mean, I know you weren't born then, but you still play 360.
I played it a whole bunch.
That was your first console, so yeah, it's almost retro.
That's crazy. And soon, keep in mind, soon in the future, the Switch will be retro.
I mean, it's 7 years old, so in 13 years.
13 years. I'll be 29?
I'll be old as crap. I'll be 38.
The Cardinal will be in his...
Carter will be, see, I'll be 30. He'll be 43.
Go on. By then, this podcast will
be up.
Something else.
Be up. Yeah.
We'll be probably full time off this podcast.
Oh, I hope so.
Especially if it doesn't take 13 years. I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, I think 20. It's something that's something that a lot of people can't agree on, but people can agree that 20 years or older is retro. So right now, GameCube, PS2, like Xbox, original Xbox is retro, and anything older than that is retro. Yeah. Next up, it's gonna be the Xbox 360, PS3, and Wii.
Yeah, that generation of console is getting old.
The Wii came out in 2006, so in 2 years it'll be considered retro, which is crazy.
Yeah. In fact, that's my generation of console, even though I wasn't born directly.
Right, when they came out, that's what you played because the Xbox One, PS4 wasn't out yet.
Yeah, I played the Xbox One, obviously, when it came out.
Yeah.
Ash got it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got my own. Holy crap. The old dinosaur's struggling now.
Mine has a hard time, too.
I didn't think he would struggle that much, not being turned on for years and years. Oh, crap. He's, like, say if I had, like, my PlayStation on. I had my PlayStation on. He sounded like a PlayStation himself.
I don't know. That PlayStation's ridiculous. It's a jet going off.
But yeah, that's been what 10 years or so since the Xbox One came out.
2013.
Not 10 years. It's been like
2013, so it'd have been 11 years.
And yeah, 11. So 9 years. That'll be considered a retro console too.
Yeah, and the Wii U came out in 2012, so it's been 12 years.
Yeah, so time's flying, especially. Yeah. That's crazy. 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
It does make me feel old.
I figured it did. I figured you didn't realize that it was that close to your nature.
I really didn't. I mean, yeah, I knew Xbox 360 was getting old, but wasn't really paying attention.
I didn't even think about it. I was like, I mean, I knew the Xbox 360 didn't come out like 6 or 7 years ago, but in my mind I'm like, oh, it's not that old, it came out like 6 or 7 years ago. And then I think about it and I'm like holy crap, no it didn't, it came out 19 years ago. I'm like, holy crap, where did time go?
Like, it feels like it just came out like not too long ago.
Yeah,
but then you think about it, I was like, oh crap, you know, a whole bunch of different consoles came out. Switch, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4 Slim Pro, Xbox One, like all the whole bunch of different Xbox Ones, because you know they can't make up their mind.
Yeah.
But Xbox, and then you know you have the PS5, Xbox Series X, and that, like all those consoles.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. I'm not even old, but it's making me feel.
I am old, and it makes me feel older. I'm actually not that old, but
25.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's all the talks we have. Just something I wanted to talk about. But remember, you can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Listen to us on every podcast platform, pretty much out there. So join our Discord, like Ron said. Once we get 30 members, we'll have a movie night, have a giveaway. Join our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts.
Yeah.
All our other podcast socials, like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Basically all the big, you know, socials besides Facebook. We don't have Facebook.
Right.
But yeah, we have Facebook. We don't have a profile for Facebook, though.
Yeah. Our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, DM us on Instagram or Discord.
Yeah.
And if you're going to DM us on Discord, go ahead and join our Discord server.
Come on, hurry up. Chop. Need those 30 members. You guys want a giveaway to have? Then join.
Yeah. Rylan, do you have anything?
No. As I said last episode, you know, thank you for how fast, it's kind of shocking me how fast the podcast is growing and whatnot. It's pretty cool, you know. And also, as Ashton said, join, you know, our Discord, you know, follow our socials. If you want merch, Redbubble and Printify, custom merch, you know, DM us. And yeah, that's really all. There's not much else to say there.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.